Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The United States has submitted a draft resolution to the UN Security Council, which appears to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has just arrived in Cairo, says the resolution is linked to the release of captives. Blinken is continuing his diplomatic efforts with a series of meetings across the Middle East. Well, the US has previously vetoed attempts at the Security Council to achieve a ceasefire. Well, Israel has been using loudspeakers overnight, telling Palestinians to leave Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza. Troops have been threatening to blow the building up while people are still trapped inside. Food and water has not been allowed in. On Wednesday, Israel said it had killed 90 fighters in the complex and detained 160 others. 8 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank. 4 were killed near the city of Tulkarem, including 2 in a drone strike. The attack took place on Wednesday night. At the same time, Israeli forces raided the Nur Shams refugee camp. Israel has been sending more troops to the area. Several former US diplomats and military officials are calling on the president to warn Israel against depriving Palestinians of their basic needs. In an open letter, a group of around 70 retired officials urged Joe Biden to take concrete action, including restricting funding to Israel. The letter warns of rising discontent over the administration's handling of the war. Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken to US Republican senators via video link. He wanted to firm up support for the war on Gaza. But senior Democrats declined Netanyahu's request. Well, leaders are gathering in Brussels for the UN Atomic Agency's first ever nuclear energy summit. The two-day meeting comes as the push for nuclear power as a clean alternative to fossil fuels gains momentum.
Coming up on The Take, it's Mother's Day in the Arab world. So what is it like to be a Palestinian mother in Gaza? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.